The sex offenders were moved from a facility in Rochester in December 2014 to homes quietly emptied of people with developmental disabilities and replaced by the Seven. It all turned into trench warfare in a corner of a vast tract of land owned by Albany, with neighbors saying they constantly saw the men outside the two Lydecker Road homes, except when they escaped, and the West Seneca police escorted them back. Curran says local legislators pushed back against their presence.
We're very lucky. Senator Galvin has a background in law enforcement. He's on the corrections committee, and I think he speaks to that very well. But we need to have a discussion about this. And I'll tell you one place you can't put them in, a residential neighborhood next to a park. This was a bad decision. And when you can't get the information from OPWDD.
Curran says he had to file Freedom of Information Act requests and even sue the state to get information, with limited success. He says the state has to decide what to do about these sex offenders, and it shouldn't be in a neighborhood. The South Buffalo Democrat says the two houses and other state homes should become group homes for the mentally disabled, like his own brother. Legislation which State Senator Michael Ranzenhofer has pushed through and which Curran is trying to push through the assembly would bar sex offenders in group homes. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.